This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government formation completes 100 days. Government effortful for good governance, maintaining public service delivery and economic reforms. Candidacies filed for by-election to Member of House of Representatives scheduled for 23rd of April. And Malaysia ends mandatory death penalty for serious crimes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda-led government has unveiled the achievements made during a period of 100 days. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Prime Minister's personal secretariat made public 37 significant works and major achievements of the government. It is said that during the first 100 days of the government, efforts were made to revive the country's economy and maintain good governance. Works including the expansion of the social security scheme, including the migrant workers, the tabulation of a bill to amend Transitional Justice Act, and initiation taken to address the problems of loan sharking victims have been highlighted in the major task of the government. The statement further reads that the government had prioritized prompt and citizen-friendly service delivery, corruption control, decency and accountability. The government yesterday formed a three-member high-level commission to resolve the issues of the loan sharking victims. A meeting of the Council of Ministers constituted the commission led by former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki, spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, shared. The other members of the commission include former Additional Inspector General of Nepal Police, Uttam Raj Subedi, and former Deputy Attorney General Ganesh Babu Ariel. The commission has been given 3 months' time and its central office will be in Janakpur Dham of Madhes province. It has been given the terms of reference to submit an actionable report to address the problems faced by the victims of the loan sharks. Earlier, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda had vowed to form the high-level commission to bring the loan sharking culprits to justice. The candidacies were filed yesterday for the by-election to the Member of House of Representatives scheduled for the 23rd of April. For Tanahu Constituency No. 1, Nepali Congress candidate Govinda Bhattrai, Sarvendra Khanal of CPNUML, Swarnim Wagle of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Soba Gurung of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, and candidates of other parties filed their candidacies. Similarly, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichani, Jit Narayan Shrestha of Nepali Congress, Ram Prasad Nyupane of CPNUML and Jiblal Puri of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party registered their candidacy from Chitwan Constituency No. 2. Likewise, for Bara Constituency No. 2, Janta Samajwadi Party's Federal Chairman Upendra Yadav, Pursatam Paurel of the CPNUML, Siva Chandra Kusaha of the Janamat Party and Ramesh Kharel of Rashtriya Swatantra Party registered their candidacies. The Election Commission has called for application for the observation of the by-election to the Member of the House of Representatives. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Election Commission called for application along with necessary documents from the national organizations wishing to observe the by-election. Radio Nepal marked its 73rd anniversary with various programs yesterday. Inaugurating the anniversary ceremony on the premises of Radio Nepal in Singhadarbar, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said Radio Nepal should produce and broadcast inclusive and people-oriented programs adopting the latest technologies in a competitive market. Similarly, Secretary of the Communication Ministry and Chairperson of the Radio Broadcasting Service, Krishna Bahadur Raut, said Radio Nepal had been playing a positive role in changing the society through its contents as per the interests and demands of all Nepalese. Likewise, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal had succeeded in expanding its broadcast coverage to 92% of the country's population by utilizing the latest technologies. Likewise, Radio Nepal's Deputy Executive Director, Khagendra Khatri, said Radio Nepal was committed to reforming itself in the changing context to make it the first choice of the audience. On the occasion of its 73rd anniversary, Radio Nepal honoured senior lyricist, singer and music composer Madhav Shrestha Mohit and senior broadcaster Dhana Lama with this year's Rashtra Shrestha Samman Award. The award carries a purse of 51,000 rupees each. On the occasion, different position holders of the nationwide modern song competition organized by Radio Nepal were also honored with cash prizes and certificates. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha has said that Nepal Police would be established and as an organization to be proud of by the Nepali people. Inspecting the police headquarters yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Shrestha stressed the need for developing new policy and plan in the police organization. The Deputy Prime Minister urged the police administration to further improve performance and make the people feel the changes in the institution. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce office bearers called on Vice President Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav and discussed various economic issues. In a meeting held at the official residence of the Vice President at Lainchor in Kathmandu yesterday, Vice President Yadav expressed his concern over the current economic state of the country. The Vice President emphasized the need for collaboration between the government and private sector to seek sustainable solution to the current economic problems. The government of Nepal has reduced the prices of petroleum products starting from today, according to a notice issued by the Nepal Oil Corporation. Diesel, kerosene and aviation fuel prices have been lowered by 10 rupees per litre, while petrol's price has been decreased by 3 rupees per litre. As per the revised rates, the petrol price has been set at 175 rupees per litre, while the diesel and kerosene are priced at 165 rupees per litre. The cost of aviation fuel for domestic flights has also been reduced to 160 rupees per litre. The NOC Board of Directors meeting yesterday decided to lower the prices of petroleum products after the import rate was reduced by the Indian Oil Corporation. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has partnered with Nepal's Ministry of Health and Population to launch the Health Direct Financing Project. The initiative aims to improve the health of millions of Nepalese by providing financial support to federal and subnational levels of the government's health system, according to a press release issued by the U.S. Embassy in Nepal. The $25 million project will support the Ministry of Health and Population, the Ministry of Social Development, Karnali Province, and three local governments in Karnali Province to achieve the goals of the Nepal Health Sector Strategic Plan 2022-2030. The plan aims to provide equitable access to quality health services for all Nepalese, particularly those living in hard-to-reach areas and marginalized communities. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Malaysia's parliament has voted to remove the country's mandatory death penalty. The country has had a moratorium on execution since 2018. According to the BBC, the abolition now removes the death penalty as the mandatory sentence for 11 serious crimes, including murder and terrorism. Judges have retained discretion to impose capital punishment in exceptional cases, but for the most serious crimes, the courts will now favour life imprisonment sentences of up to 40 years or corporal punishment. The reforms still needs to clear the country's upper house, but it is widely expected to pass. Now sports. The National and International Players Association, NNIPA, organized the 16th NNIPA Sports Award yesterday, honoring the country's outstanding sports personalities. Angela Tumbapo, captain of the national women's football team, and badminton player Prince Dahal were named Best Sportspersons of the Year under the female and male categories, respectively. The national women's football team captain Tumbapu and Dahal were presented with a trophy and a cash prize of ₹100,000 each. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government formation completes 100 days. Government effortful for good governance, maintaining public service delivery and economic reforms. Candidacies filed for by-election to the Member of House of Representatives scheduled for 23rd of April. And Malaysia ends mandatory death penalty for serious crimes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.